Good afternoon. We are still under the influence of that deep and large circulation over the Canadian Maritimes, the same one that produced the nor'easter during the middle of the work week. With a brisk west-northwest wind flow today and available moisture being wrung out by the upper-level disturbance, we'll continue with the risk of a few passing snow showers, especially across the higher terrain. Accumulations will be minor and generally less than an inch, especially across the higher terrain. High temperatures today will manage to get into the middle and upper 30s on average. As we get into the night tonight, most of the snow showers will die out, although the clouds will remain and lows will drop back into the 20s. Finally, as the circulation pushes far enough to the east, high pressure will build in for the day tomorrow, and we'll have a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday afternoon, allowing temperatures to reach back up toward 40. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the deep south, where an emerging storm out of the Gulf of Mexico will move through the southeastern states and toward the mid-Atlantic coast. We will also have a batch of energy diving in through the Great Lakes. This energy could touch off a few rain or snow showers on Monday afternoon. Otherwise, we'll have increasing clouds with highs on Monday right around 40. As the energy from the Great Lakes teams up with that moisture and system building out of the southeast, a large storm will form east of the East Coast and out over the open Atlantic Ocean. Right now, it looks like this storm will be too far to the east to bring our region a substantial snowfall, but we will be under the influence of the upper-level disturbance, which will push light snow through the area on Monday night into Tuesday, with small accumulations likely into Tuesday afternoon. High temperatures on Tuesday with the system overhead will be in the middle and upper 30s. By Wednesday, this storm system will continue to deepen well to our north and east, and a gusty northwest wind will commence. With that breeze, we'll see snow showers passing through from time to time, and high temperatures will stay in the mid-30s on Wednesday. Still a few snow showers with this system and a breeze left over on Thursday before we dry it out for the end of the week on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an evolving storm over the south-central United States this weekend will be the main weather story over the next few days. A surface low over Texas is forecast to become better organized as a disturbance approaches from the western high plains. Showers and thunderstorms are expected to be widespread ahead of this storm as deep moisture from the Gulf surges northward and interacts with a warm front. Some areas near I-20 may get 1 to 3 inches of rainfall by the end of the weekend, and localized flooding is possible where thunderstorm activity becomes persistent. There's also a slight risk for severe thunderstorms over parts of the Ark-La-Tex region today. This low-pressure system is expected to reach the southeast coast by Monday morning and result in widespread rain from northern Florida to the mid-Atlantic coast and snow farther inland near the Appalachians. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 12 below zero at Wright, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny and breezy, mid-40s, Boston, partly sunny, breezy, near 40, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees, the average low, 23. The record high 72 set in 1977, and the record low 0 in 1996. Sunrise this morning was at 6:16 a.m., sunset this evening 5:56 p.m., both times standard, but a friendly reminder to turn your clocks ahead 1 hour tonight or tomorrow morning as we begin daylight saving time. 10 hours and 40 minutes of daylight today, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior New York and New England, a mix of sun and clouds breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny near 40. Increasing clouds with a few rain and snow showers Monday near 40. Cloudy with light snow likely on Tuesday in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers Wednesday and Thursday in the mid-30s. And a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower 40s on Friday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.